Because 2023, discussing Rara Sudhani by Prabodhananda Saraswati with the commentaries of Sri Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. And the subject matter is Srimati Radharani and her Sakis, Manjaris, and of course Krishna. This takes 1:30. Mali Dama Nibada Charukavaram Sindura Rekola Sat Simantam Navaratna Chitra Tilakam Gandola Satkundalam Niksha Griva Mudara Haramaruna Vibrat Dukulam Navam Vidyut Koti Nibam Samarot Savai Sarat Sava Mayam Radi Kayam Ikshema Maha. Translation. The transcendental light. Everything is light. Jyoti. Transcendental light of millions of new lightning streaks named Radharani. Is absorbed in Cupid's festival. Radharani's nice hair braid is bound with a garland of jasmine flowers. She wears a line of red sindoor on her hair part, and her tilak is made of Navaratna, nine jewel tilak. Interesting. Radharani's cheeks are beautified with swinging earrings, and she wears a great necklace with a gold medal around her neck and a red sari on her waist. So this verse describes the darshan of Manjari and Siddhadeya seeing Radharani's beautiful divine form. And basically that's what's described. It's a very short purport. And of course, when you talk about Radharani, you have to talk about Cupid. Because she's cupidity personified. Without Radharani, Krishna can't taste love, experience love. So we'll look at the word for word. Mali Dhamma Nibbata. There's Nibbata Charukavaram. In her braid are tied some beautiful flowers. Mali is translated as jasmine. Jasmine flowers are tied in her braid. Kavaram means her braid. Sindareka Ulasat. She has a blissful red line stripe, they say, on her simanta, the hair part in the center. And she has Navaratna Chitra Tilak. Very wonderful Navaratna Tilak. It's amazing because when you see Venkateshwara Babaji in South India, oftentimes he has diamond tilak. He has tilak of diamonds and rubies. I've seen other Thakurjis. And it seems like Aishwarya. Of course, it is also Aishwarya. But we see it's even in Radharani's wearing Navaratna Tilak. That's really jewel Tilak. So you have Thakurji, you want to buy Tilak for your Thakurji, you buy Navaratna Tilak. Navaratna means one jewel for every major planet. So that's a jewel Tilak. Kundalam Nishka, she has makar earrings hanging on her neck and a medallion, a locket around her neck. Locket means a little gold design, jewel studded case on the neck, hanging around the neck, a locket, which contains a picture. So what is a picture of? Who is in the picture around her locket? Good guess. Krishna, who else? Shivanga Lalita Niyata Prakasham, Shaman Sundar. So some people are on their neck, they carry Giriraj. So that's like their locket. Their locket is Giriraj. He hangs on their heart. That's a good place to keep Krishna. But you can keep Krishna outside your heart, that's nice. But it's more important to keep Krishna inside your heart. Outside your heart is a little bit of a show, but somehow it's Bhav determines whether it's ego or no ego. So the Bhav is just attachment and love and not some prestige or position. Then Sri Radharisha, Jai Radharisha, Jai Ho. The two wings of Delhi, I can fly in the sky now. I have a husband and wife on one wing, and a husband and wife on another wing, and I can fly. Jai Swagatam. So this, that's the thing. So Radharani wears a locket around her neck. We call a cameo or a locket. Inside that, there's a door in that locket, which is nobody can open that door. Especially Abhimanyu. Imagine if your wife shows up with a locket around your neck. You say, well, what's in there? Nothing's in there. And one day, a wife's bathing, and a locket is lying on the counter, and the husband opens the wife's locket. She's a dashing man in the picture of a dashing man in a locket, and it's not the husband. She may have some, the husband may have some shumshai, some doubts. So Radharani never opens that locket for Abhimanyu. That's private territory. It's locked by mantra. What's the mantra? Mahamantra. So if you want to see what's in the heart of Radharani, you chant the Mahamantra, you get darshan of Krishna who's in her heart and hanging around her neck also. So that's, and describes Tukulam Shet. How do you say that? Translation, she wears a great necklace. Oh, a red sari on her waist. So what time of the day does Radharani wear Arana Vibra Dukulam? Yep. What time does Radharani wear a red sari? Nighttime, daytime?
Yep, like
after. She wears something when she goes out also. At 11 o'clock in the morning, she puts on a red sari and runs to Suryakun to drop off the puja paravanaya. Says, pranam, Suryadeva, I'll get right back to you. And then she goes on to Radhakund. Or she delegates a Manjari or Sakhi to drop off all the puja paravanaya. Because she doesn't need any, she has already inbuilt puja paravanaya for her worship at Radhakund. She has all the necessary sota upachara. Sota upachara, 16 sota upachara, 16 items of puja. Asana, Navajam, Thailam, all those stuff. So she drops all the Suryapasana upachara and Suryakun at the Suryadev Mandir. And she's fully equipped by Kandarpa himself to do all the puja for the Kandarpa Yajna, the Radhakund. So it's and she and a person named Radharani is Smara Utsa Mayam Radhabhyam. A person named Radharani is a full festival of erotic love, Smara Utsa. So the Manjari is praying, actually seeing this form as a Sakhi Manjari in Leela meditation in Siddhadeva. So she's seeing it, describing what she's seeing. Eyewitness news. So now the purport is very short. It basically reiterates the subject of the verse. How expertly Radharani is now dressed and decorated. During Kandarva Utsav, what do they call it, Utsav? Smar Utsav, Radharani's hair braid with his bat, which is bound with a jasmine mala, becomes slightly loosened. Only the maidservant knows how sweet that looks. Why is that? Only the manjari knows how sweet Radharani's hair looks when it comes loosened.
Because Krishna has touched Radharani and she is full of ecstasy.
Huh?
Because Krishna has touched Radharani and she is full of ecstasy, that is why her hair
comes. No. Good
please
guess.
Stand back.
It's because they always sit here. They collect her. They set her hair and they can see all the time.
Because she only manjaris are allowed in the Nikunja and so only manjaris will be able to understand what Krishna will feel seeing Radharani's hair or what will go on there.
Prahaiva. This Aditi, she said, only the sentence was, only the manjari knows how sweet Radharani looks when her hair braid comes loose. So I said, when, who else is there when the manjari is seeing this?
Krishna.
No one is there except the manjari. That's why he says, only she knows. Krishna, of course, knows he loses it. That's redundant. But only the manjari. So who is that manjari? Ganapati Manjari? Interesting looking manjari. Okay, very nice. how happy I am to see all your dressing as a success and your makeup decorations. This cinder red line on Radharani's hair part looks like the rising sun in the deep dark night of her curly black hair. It's not curly like you think of curly, it's more like wavy. There's some Facebook lady called who's eating every day. So, Kamiya Jenny or something like that. I saw. She's some person, movie star, or like Bollywood person, interviews different people every day. She eats with them. And it's called Curly Tails. And she has his hair looks like, I don't know what. It goes like crazy. It goes out like this. Weird. I mean, how glorious. Rory's hair is not like that. Naked. It's wavy. It's not just straight. It's like wavy, you know. Like gentle wavy, not like. Take a look. Like food. I see a lady think of food now. She would appreciate that too much. It's a travel page. She goes everywhere around India and you know, makes publicity for those places and talks. She does that and she eats, and she eats with movie stars and talks what's her favorite food. Really mundane, boring stuff. Sometimes I, before Karthi, feel soothed. So sorry. Just to see how crazy the world is. It's so nice and Karthi. I don't look at anything. See my Facebook, my lecture, what's up, that's it, boss. I don't even, don't succumb to the temptation. That's a mighty breath. That's a Mahatma Bala. Control your fingers. You should control your senses. Now control your fingers. Put a straight jacket on your fingers. That'd be good. Can't move your fingers. Thank you. So Radharani's forehead is brightened by Navaratna jewel tilak. Oh, excuse me, not jewels. I made a mistake. It's not jewels. Navaratna means nine jewels for nine planets. It's nine natural colored unguents. Unguents means paste. Paste made from crushed rocks like garlic. Garlic is a rock which they dye sado dhotis with. Garlic, it's like orangey red. And that's one. And potassium permanganate is purple. And copper sulfate is dark blue. Different natural minerals and chemicals have different colors. Sulfur is yellow. So these, and chandan is sandal color. So these different color paste are matching the nine planets. So the same color as the nine chief jewels. Because each planet, each grand has its own planet. Monday is moon day, and the planet moon has a jewel pearl, so it's white. And then Tuesday is ruby coral, kind of pinky red. Wednesday is green, and Thursday is yellow, and Friday is like diamond color. And Saturday is neelam, blue sapphire, and Sunday is ruby red. So all these kind of paste are making her tilak. Very colorful. Now nine different colored paste make her tilak. You see sometimes, if you're very attentive to the deities of Raman Reti, and the famous and Grace Mandir. The Krishna Vala Mandir. The deity of Shamasundara, sometimes Radharani of Shamasundara, they do that different color tilak. Right? This means different dots on the sun. Kamayantra tilak type. And her neck is brightened by a golden medallion. Surely Vrindavan's Kandarpa Krishna will go mad when he sees your form, Radharani, which looks like a smart utsa. So when Krishna sees Radharani's form, he doesn't see Radharani. He sees walking erotic love festival. Usually, in the old 1920s in America, if a guy saw a beautiful girl, he said, "You're my dream boat." My grandfather told me that. "You're my dream boat. I'll get with you, and I'll sail down the river of happiness forever." I don't know. Dream boat. "You're my bundle of joy." All these kind of things. You know, useless things people say. But for Krishna, Krishna sees Radharani as a Smaranutsa. Her divine form is made of love and emanating love and creates love and gives, distributes love and fills Krishna with the highest form of love, Madan Mahabhava. So that's why Radharani's form is so sweet. Vidyut Koti. Light. Reverse Vidyut, Chavi, Jyoti. Right. A heavy samskara. See how difficult it is to transcend your samskaras. The author was a Brahmavadi before. Prakashana Saraswati. Got these Prakash became Prabodh and stayed Saraswati. But every verse in this book he talks about Jyoti, Chabi, Jyoti, light, vidyu, lightning, light. Really, after you read this book, you see the light, you know? Ultimately, that light shows you the light of Radharani's love and the light of Radharani's karuna, mercy. That's the idea behind the light. So this is verse 132. This is Shardula Vikrita Chandas. Six Goswami's type, poetic meter. Yes, yes, Tatsu Kumara Sundara Padon Milana Kendu Chata 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 Lavanyaka Lavopajivi Sakala Shama Mani Mandalam Shuddha Prema Vilasamortir Adikon Milan Mahamaduri Dara Sara Dharina Kili Baba Saradika Megati. Translation. This verse describes the power of Radharani's toenails. Yeah, that's right. You got it. You understood. And, So, Sri Radhika gives life. She gives life to all the jewel-like Shama girls, beautiful girls of Raj. With a mere drop of the blazing moon-like nails on her tender lotus feet. Beautiful, blazing, moon-like nails, tender lotus feet. Radharani's personification of pure loving pastimes. She's like a great stream of the essence of great sweetness. She is my shelter. Megati, my Parangati, my goal, my destination, my aspiration, my Megati, my shelter. So here he's, of course, glorifying Radharani's transcendental divine beauty of her form and saying that she's my shelter and praying to attain it. So as sadhakas, we will chant this verse and pray to Radharani, please give me your shelter, become my shelter, become my only shelter, ekashraya. So word for word, yes, Tatsu Kumara Sundara Pada. Radharani's feet are very tender. Kumar means very tender. Kumara means very tender. Su means very tender, beautiful feet. Pada, Unmilat, blazing nails. Naka, Induchata. Splendor is shining, full moon like toenails. And Lavanya, she's the only source of beauty. And she's Ubajivi, Ubajivi, Sakala Shama Mani. Shama Mani means the jewel of Shama girls. She gives life, Ubajivi. Shama girls, we already described before. Mandala means all the group, all the circle. Her Shuddha Prem Vilas, she's a Murti. She's a Murti of what? Shuddha Prem Vilas, pure transcendental loving pastime. And Adi, there's too loud, actually. A lot of feedback on it. Too much bass or something. Check the bass, reduce the bass, increase the treble. Radhi, 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 Radhi. Radhe, Radhe. Arika Unmilat. Arika Unmilat Mahamadhuri. She's more illuminating than lightning, the great Mahamadhuri Dara, Sara, Durina, Kaili. Wow, a lot of words to describe Radharani's love play with Krishna. It's great, it's sweet, it's flowing like a river stream, like Ganga stream. It's the essence of sweetness, and there's lots of it. And that's her power, that's her strength, that's her vibhav. That Radhika is my only shelter. So Radharani is a form of loving pastimes. She has beautiful toenails, shining like the moon. There's other verses, I think, in this book that describes when Radharani's running on a footpath, Amavasya, to see Krishna for Lila Milan. She doesn't need any torch or any flashlight. Even at Amavasya, the radiant glow of her toenails acts like 10 flashlights, 10 torches, like 10 headlights. Yeah, two headlights on her car. She has 10 on her feet, shining up the whole path, you know, like mercury lights or something. Really bright. But there's good lights because you have a big light, it shines down and everywhere up. So somebody may see his light going through the forest. Who's that? What is that? A tiger? It can't be a tiger. Must be a human being with some torch running so fast. But they're on the ground. Rani's headlights are on the ground. You know, so they're just shining. So that's where she has to see the ground. But they're not going beyond above 8 inches above the ground. So from a distance, no one can see them. Very expert headlights. toe lights. So now he's in a sadhaka age, or Manjari sadhaka, is as a sadhaka practitioner, and just basically glorifying Radharani. Radharani is worshipped by all the Vrajagopis who are full of Mahabhav. Without worshipping Radharani, no devotee can attain Mahabhav. Endless streams of nectar in Mahabhav emit from Radharani's lotus feet. All those who can't catch a drop of the stream in their hearts can never attain a perfection of Guru. So there's a whole stream flowing from Radharani's feet, from her body, whole Ganga River. We just need a drop. You just need a drop. You can drown all your bad karmas. Can drown in one drop of stream of Radharani's kripa. And you get that one, the second, first drop will drown all your material karmas, shubha and ashubha. And the second drop will give you Govibhava. But those who haven't surrendered to Radharani or worshipping Radharani, they can't even get a drop of that stream. Durina means stream, the stream of her Mahabhava. Sri Radhika is the crown jewel of all Shams gopis who defeat the most chaste women headed by Arundhati and Lakshmi, who are also called Shama heroines. They have the characteristic of Shama heroines. There's a category of heroines of Nayakas described who's in the middle one. Lakshmi and Arundhati and other chaste celestial and divine personalities don't possess the gopi's sweet passion and blissful love for Krishna. That's the type of love we're aspiring for. Sweet, passionate, and blissful love. That's the love we're following. We're following Raghavika Bhakti of the Nityasiddha Brijvasi Sakis and Manjaris, Raghavika. Their very Atma is made. So when I was following these Ragavika Janas of Raj, he's called a Raganuga. Anuga, he's going after, he's following the Ragavikas. Ragavika Janas, Lita Vishakarani, their hearts are full of sweet, passionate rag. That's why it's called Ragatmika, because rag means passion. Sweet, passionate, blissful, divine love. Rupa Goswami teaches there's another one. Paramasi tells Nandi Mukhi and Gargi. Who are Nandi Mukhi and Gargi? Nandi Mukhi and Gargi, who is her father? Sandipani Muni is the father of Nandi Mukhi. Who is her brother?
Madhumangal.
Batu. Nickname, Madhumangal. Who is Gargi's father?
Garga Muni.
So Purmasi is, she's a Brahmin, she's her grandmother. Purmasi's her grandmother, and she's a grandmother by birth, or whatever, appearance. And in Vrindavan, she's their guru. So she's instructing her grandkids. And Rasa Tattva, Prema Tattva, Radha Tattva. Now listen, Nandi Mukhi Gargi. May Krishna's Sakis, who are most special in the entire three worlds, who have given up all the path of morality and chastity because of their blissful, passionate love for Krishna. Now this is what Purnamasi is teaching her Brahmani granddaughters. See, Sakis are giving you a very good example. You're Brahmins, you're supposed to know all the Kula Dharma, Sati Dharma, Vidya Dharma, Varna Dharma. So the Krishna Sakis are very special because they're immoral. They're unchaste. Why are they like that? Because they're blissful love for Krishna, the Ragavika Prem. They are still faithfully praised. They are faithfully praised by the most chaste women in the universe, like Arundhati, and Lakshmi. And they're more beautiful, the Gopis of Braj are more beautiful than Lakshmi. Although they're just forest girls. Adivasi. Not Adivasi, but they hang out in the forest, which means they're not very reputable. Girls are supposed to be at home in the house with her husbands or mother or father, not hanging around the woods. There's a lot of tigers in the woods. There's one tiger named Shyam. So Purnamasi is telling her grandchildren, may these Sakis make you happy by their good teaching and their good sadachar. They're teaching a very good example of behavior. Try to learn it from them. Forget all your Brahman Dharma, Sama Dhamma, Sapasho, Shanti Arja, Mevasa, Ganam, Ganam, Astikam, Brahma Karma, Sabhavaja. Forget all that Brahman stuff. Follow the Gopis of Vrindavan. Be unchaste. Be immoral. But be in love with Krishna. Most of everybody in this world is unchaste and immoral. But they're not loving Krishna. That's the good part, is they're unchaste and immoral. But the bad part is they're not loving Krishna. So they have to get more good on the good side, you know. The bad side will take them to hell. Good side will take them to Krishna. But Ananda Swaji says, even these crown jewels of Shama girls, the Rajagopis, are kept alive. That's what it says. Ubajivi. Ubajivi means Radharani Ubajivi. She gives life to the Sakis. They're kept alive only by the boundless ocean of beauty that streams from the beautiful, tender, blazing toenails of Sri Radhika. The maidservants can experience this vividly they're seeing this, they're meditating on this, they're realizing this, they're seeing that light and feeling that love and feeling that mercy. So therefore they can aptly or justly say, Radhika Megati, that Radhika is my only shelter. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. This is text 133. Kalin, I don't know, there's no meter, I couldn't figure it out. Kalinda Giri Nandini, Salila Bindu Sadoha Brin, Mridugati Rati Shramam Mitanam, Advuta Kridaya. Advut Kridaya. Amanda Rasa Tundalam, Brahmara Brinda Brinda Tavi, Vikunjavara Mandare, Kimapi Sundaram Nandati. Translation. The beautiful loving couple, Radha Madhav, are nourished by great mellows. They enjoy a wonderful pastimes in a kunja in Vrindavan that's full of humming bees, and a soft breeze carries drops of Yamuna water inside the kunj to remove their rati shramam, amorous fatigue. This verse describes the seva of Yamuna Devi, and also makes a point which you often said, that everything in Vrindavan, the sun, the sky, the wind, the water, the Yamuna, every element in Vrindavan is taking part directly and consciously, contributing to the nourishment and fulfillment of Radha and Krishna's Rati Keli Lila, their divine amorous pastimes in Vrindavan. So here is showing the role of Yamuna Devi. What's Yamuna Devi doing? She's making spray. She's making the waves are breaking, there's some spray of water coming, and that's Yamuna's, that's Jal Seva, and Bindu Jal Seva. Then Vayu's serving, picking up the Strasse water. And Vayu's blowing into the kunj right at the right time. Cooling, misty water is coming in on your forehead after a hot night. Hot night of the kunj. Let's say that. Sometimes in the summertime, I don't know if you've ever been here in May and June, we go to Radharmada, Radhavallabha, Bhakti Vihari especially. They have wind drop machines and wedding parties. Actually, I got those ideas from wedding parties. But they have a motor and a most fine mist of cold water, and they put rose water in it and send it. People go in there and stand in front of it. One guy stands there, hot at a guy. You know. Yes. So it gives a nice fragrance and it cools off the target. The idea is to cool off the target and to cool off the devotees. So that's a mechanical electric arrangement to imitate Yamuna and Vayu in their Jal Seva. It's very nice to imagine such an experience, being in the kunja and feeling this breeze coming. The word for word meaning, Kalinda Giri Nandini means the daughter of the Kalinda Mountain. The daughter of the Kalinda Mountain is a fancy Sanskrit poetic way of saying Yamuna. Yamuna Devi, or Kalinda, Dwarka Yamuna is called Kalindi. She took a form of Kalindi in Hastinapur, or Indraprastha, and hung around the Yamuna, and Krishna and Arjuna were there, and she was loitering there, and Arjuna saw her, she looked pretty good. So Arjuna pulled his chariot over and walked over to her and said, you're wandering here in the back of the Yamuna. Are you looking for Hasan? I'm ready. my Ferrari is parked right over there. It's convertible also. No, I'm not interested in you. You're going to Devadar, right? Yeah, you know. Yeah, I know. I'm not interested. Okay, well, I mean, you know, I mean, who else are you interested in? Your passenger. Your passenger is Krishna. So Krishna went back, Arjuna went back to Krishna. Did you see that pretty girl over there? Yeah. You tried? Yeah, I failed. I struck out. I didn't get anywhere. I said, why not? You're Gandiva Dara, you're Pandava Vijaya, you're Krishna Sakha, you're so many things. You're good at Kesh, you know. Well, the thing is, I'm a little shy to say it. But she wants you. Oh! that's good. I knew it was an auspicious day today. When I got out of bed, I saw a man carrying a milk bucket. Full milk bucket of milk. So he went over and became Kalindi, one of the eight major queens in Dwarka, Kalindi Rani. So this Kalindagiri Nandini, Sali, the Bindu, drops of water from Yamuna, Sandoha Brin, Sandoha, abundance, a whole bunch of misty spray. Brin means carry, so that whole line is about Yamuna's savior. Yamuna's making beautiful spray of water and being carried into the cleanse. Mirugati Rati Shramam. Miru means soft, Udgati means touch. So the water felt very soft, very pleasing to the touch. And so Uti Shrama means exhaustion, fatigue, tired from lovemaking. The divine couple, Mitu means two. The Buddha, the amazing Krita. Radha and Krishna just concluded their amazing intimate pastime, Adbhuta Krita. And a third line, Amanda Rasa Tundalam. Amanda means great rasa, flavor, taste, increase. So the big increase in the rasa when they enjoy their amazing pastimes. Brinda Brinda Tavi, in the forest of Vrindavan. Nikunjavara. Nikunjavara Mandir. An excellent Nikunja Mandir. Beautiful enjoyment. So this is the word for it. Very short commentary by Nathas Babaji. It describes the natural beauty of Vrindavan, and Manjari is experiencing that along with Radharani Krishna. So the idea is immersion, visualization, immersion. Immersion means as much as possible, immerse your mind and senses in Krishna's pastimes. First, visualize. Immersion means immerse your mind and your sense of feelings also. See the pastime, feel the pastime, and emote the pastime. Sympathize with the exchange of feelings. Now the sadhaka is praying, is praising Radharani's sweetness. And by the mercy of Radharani, he sees a pastime. And then he enters into the siddha from a sadhaka there. He transforms into a siddha there and sees a wonderful spurti by the mercy of Radharani and Yogamaya. The Manjari sees the wonderful natural beauty of Vrindavan and Radha Madhava freely playing. Many flowers are blooming on the trees and vines, and the sweet fragrance is carried by the wind and makes all the forest creatures mad with ecstasy by that fragrance. Now, perfume has a tendency make you mad, you know. That's the whole idea, the whole perfume business. Men's cologne, women's perfume, to create psychological effect by stimulating the sensory impulses so that they're all about man, woman, So a woman wears powerful aphrodisiac type perfumes and a man wears the same. But it's not a new thing. The flowers in Vrindavan are natural. The fragrance of the flowers are natural aphrodisiac. What is an aphrodisiac? Aphrodisiac is a drink or a fragrance which stimulates erotic desires, amorous desires. So the sweet fragrance of the wind makes every creature in Vrindavan mad with ecstasy. What kind of ecstasy? Ecstasy of love. Everyone gets to take part in the love of Radha Krishna in their own way. The bees are attracted to the sweet fragrance of these flowers all over Vrindavan, and are buzzing around the honey-filled flower bushes, and birds are cooking bliss, or like cuckoos, are blissfully singing in the fifth note. What's the fifth note? Sa. Pa. Pa. La. On the bank of the moon in sweet Vrindavan is a nice Kunja Mandir, surrounded by a deep forest of trees and vines, where Nikunja Mandir means, Nikunja, that's what it says, Nikunja Mandir. We're surrounded by deep forests of trees and vines. Rasa Yuga is immersed in relishing each other's sweetness. How sweet is the time, place, and circumstance? So it's a Mother Kal, Mother Desha, Mother Patra. Kal, Desha, Patra means time, place, and people, circumstance, persons, Patra, Patra. The word Patra, one meaning of Patra is recipient, one is received. So the disciples call it Guru Kripa Patra. He's a recipient of the mercy of Guru. He's made, he or she is made of the mercy of Guru. And the Sakhi is relishing the sweetness of Radharani and Krishna. The Sakhi is deeply absorbed in her mantri seva in the mandir. Seeing that Yuga's pastimes are nourished and extended by very high ecstatic ras. It's as if the ras of Radha Krishna Leela's takes a form and constantly causes each other love, beauty, and passion to increase. It's like someone takes a form and pushes you or pulls you, so that they're physically pulling your arm or pushing your back, making you move. So this rasatundalam, this ras of rati keli has become a person and is pushing Radharani, pushing their love to expand, their beauty to expand, and their passion to expand. So this, when each other's increase of love, beauty, and passion satisfies and pleases the other. This is all being done by themselves, by their mutual exchange of love, and by the personification, praying group itself. That's why we say, there's always three people in every pastime of Radha Krishna. One is Radharani, one is Krishna, and one is Prem. Prem is a third entity. Prem, Radharani generates Mahabhava Prem, Krishna generates Rasa Prem, Madhurya Prem. But then Prem itself is another generator, because one and one makes two, but in this case, one and one makes three. One Radha, one Krishna makes three, because Prem enhances the other two's love. So one love plus one love means two loves, plus Prem, acting personified, makes three times love. You follow that mathematics? You sure that's the right calculation? So we have to get done here. I think we're out of my watch. I don't know. Oh, I do. Oh, I have time. Okay. Where's the thing? I Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Anyone who has tasted a drop of this, even in a dream, can verify and testify the reality of this anubhava, this experience. The sweetness of this amanda rasa tandita. Amanda rasa, great tasty rasa increase. The enjoyment of Radha Krishna Yuga cannot be explained otherwise. In other words, you can't use words to describe Radharani's loving exchanges. You have to experience it. In other words, you have to taste it. It is, those who have experienced this sweetness cannot find the words to describe it to the outside world. If you're in there, you know it. If you're outside, you don't know it. If you're inside Shiva Sangam, at night, 11 o'clock at night, when Mahaprabhu's kirtan is there, you know what's going on. If you're outside the gate, locked out, you're hankering to know. You can't get in. You're only in by permission. No submission, no permission. No permission. No admission. So the kinkari is relishing all this sweetness through the lattice windows of the kunja cottage. The vine couple are now rati shramam, tired of their wonderful pastimes, but now the elements of Vrindavan. This is describing how the natural elements of Vrindavan, sun, sky, wind, water, a brajra, help, assist, and serve Radha Krishna's love pastime. Ananda thus describes, the wind, sky, water, and sun, and moon in Vrindavan are all servants of Radha Madhava's amorous pastime, Madhurya Leela. In such a way, that the sweet atmosphere is not mixed with any type of awareness of Krishna's Aishwarya or magical prowess. Like, for example, Radha and Krishna are in the heat of lovemaking and really feeling fatigued and tired. One part or the other, Krishna may think, or Radha may think, boy, it'd be nice to turn the fan on now. Be nice to get a nice cool breeze to come through the kunja now. And they don't even think a cool breeze with water, cool misty, water scented, water carrying breeze. They're not thinking of breezes and water. Minds and hearts are elsewhere in each other's happiness. So then all of a sudden it comes and Rory looks Christian. It's your magic? It's your mystic power? Because the yogi can create anything out of his hand, gold, anything, it's called Kamayasita city. Whatever you desire, you can manifest. So that's not happening like that. Another says, the sweet atmosphere is not mixed, and the Rana doesn't think this is Krishna's magic. Or maybe Krishna doesn't think it's Radharani's magic. The wind knows that it acts to increase Yuga's enjoyment by carrying refreshing drops of Yamuna water in the kunja. And thus the wind feels very satisfied and happy to serve the amorous pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That's really a subjective view of reality. This is the Hindu theology since time immemorial. Everything is conscious, everything is a person, this is the reality. Wind is a conscious being. As we say, it's Shakti, it's power. It's powerful, power and powerful. You can't have Shakti without Shaktiman. You can't have wind without Vayu. Can't have moonshine without Chandra. Can't have sunshine without Surya. Can't have water without Varuna. So all these go together. So in Vrindavan, all these personal devatas controlling these different elements, all engaged in a loving service of Radha Krishna. Like every deer, every piece of grass, every frog, everything is engaged in loving service of Radha Krishna. Because Vrindavan is a place where God comes to enjoy the highest form of love, praying with Radharani. This is the place, not Vaikuntha, not Ayodhya, nowhere else in the universe. So everything is here, it's not here for Sakyaras, it's not here for Dasyaras, it's not here for Vatsayaras. That's part of the background, part of the supporting atmosphere. But everything is here for one purpose, to please Radha Krishna Yuga. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Gurudev. We'll continue there tomorrow. Not tomorrow, day after tomorrow. No class tomorrow. Anakut Giraj Usa. Giraj Dharan Ki.
Jai.